Hana is your boy, is your Capitan. We are back with another episode. I think this is episode 99. We're approaching the 100. Big stuff. But I have a fun one today. I think, if I'm correct, pitchers and catchers reported today. If I'm correct.
They did.
So we're ready. Baseball season's here. Football's officially over. Hockey and basketball are midseason, but baseball is here. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a fun little draft day today where we are going to all draft our baseball team off of fictional live action TV or movie characters only. We have decided, so if someone does Star Wars and it's like Anakin or Vader or someone like that, they cannot use the Force. We are still talking if it's someone like Captain America, if he can still use his juicing strength. We'll figure that out once we get there. But this is a good crew. I want to make sure I had like a baseball crew here today. So I'm joined by the one and only, first time, I think, Andrew Bailey, right? First time. Oh, you're muted. That's great.
That's me. Sorry about it. That. Ansley was over there going, I gotta tell you something.
Like, what?
It's like, I'm recording, literally, but whatever. Anyway, no. Yeah. What's up, everyone? How are you? I'm sure some of these people know me.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely do. Then we're joined by the, he's on all the time now, I feel like. He's my buddy. He's my man, my storm buddy. Eddie, how we doing, buddy?
I'm just getting this list going, baby. It's a curve. It's going to be a tough one. I'm doing great.
It's going to be tough.
Me up while I was middle of my pump. I'm like, oh, shoot. Let's get it going.
It's going to be tough. And then we're joined.
The hardest one.
Right. Get him in. We're joined by Nick Fudgin Morris, the man himself. How we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. I got some characters I think none of y'all will even think about because y'all seen a lot more movies than I have, but I went a little outside the box. So.
I did too. I didn't go generic on some of these. I think over half my team are different. Now, I will say there's one more rule I want to put in there. I think this is going to be fair. You can't draft more than three people from a universe. So you can't have a team made up of all Star Wars characters or all Marvel. I want you to kind of get out of the box a little bit. Okay. Get out of the box a little bit. So this is how it's going to work. This is going to be a snake draft. Okay. We're going to go ahead. Yeah. What you got?
I was going to say, can I have a quick asterisk? Because I think I have a way to like decide the whole, if you can use powers or not. You cannot use any telekinetic powers, which would be your Jedi powers. Okay.
Agreed.
But like, let's say, I don't want to say it out loud, even though I'm sure it's been thought of on the list. You can use, I mean, you look at like Barry Bonds, you know, juicing or not, you still got to be able to hit a ball.
Yeah. Mark McGuire, baby. Sammy Sosa. Come on now.
Exactly. But I'm saying you get a guy, like we'll say Spider-Man. Okay. Spider-Man would be able to use his natural athletic abilities, but cannot use like a web shooter type deal. You know what I mean?
I think that's fair. So he can use his like superior jumping skills and everything to get to a ball, but I don't think that he should be able to use his web. So like
the Spidey senses, you can't really get rid of. So I feel like that's like Captain America. You can't get rid of his strength. Like,
exactly.
You can't hold it back.
I agree.
Like, it's just how it is. So.
I agree. All right. So those are the rules. Three from a universe, can't exceed three in one universe. This is live action only, because I feel like if we went cartoon, we could be really OP'd with that. So, all right. And also, I'm going to put this out there. The rain pour does not count as an option. I'm just going to put that out there, Nick, because you did that last time. And that was stupid. We're not doing rain pour.
That's a good
thing. And I will put this in here as well. If you go Jango Fett or Boba Fett, you cannot use a jetpack. Stupid. No outside added shit to your
like me and Matt ruined it last time.
You guys botched that shit last time. So all right, we're gonna start with the camera and where I'm seeing. So Nick, we're gonna see where you're drafting first.
Oh, you haven't even figured it out yet.
Nick, you have the first pick.
Let's go.
All right, Eddie, you have the second pick. All right, and to Bailey, He has the fourth pick. Damn it. I have the third. That's the worst.
Hey, going last in the snake draft is the way to go.
Damn. So Bailey's got a good. All right. So here's where we're going to start. We're going to start with our pitchers. Pitcher. We're going to go pitcher, catcher, all infield, all outfield. Okay. So remember, if someone. What?
You're going by position?
Heck yeah, dude.
I think we should just. Yeah, but I might have a player that I want to go first, but it's not going to be that position. I think it's more valuable.
I think we just go character than you do after.
So you want to just call it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to say where catcher. That character is going, though, because, like, you can't just – I feel like you should say –
Okay, that's fair. All right, we'll do that then. So we'll say – all right, so with your first pick, Nick, hit us with your first pick, first position. Where are you going?
I'm going Captain America, third base.
Damn it. Third base?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. That's a good score.
No, he's a shortstop, dude. He's, he's your leader. He is commanding the infield.
I
get out of here.
Shortstop is you're supposed to be your El Capitan, Derek Jeter. So
that's what I was thinking, but like then I took his arm, dude. Like he can throw it across the diamond faster than anybody else. He's Captain America.
Yeah, but you want your shortstop covering ground.
You took my guy, dang it. All right. All right. So Cap is off the board. Can't take Cap anymore. All right. Eddie, who you going?
Mine's easy. Mine's very easy. Out of center field, the Flash.
Oh,
so he's got a super speed then, because you can't get rid of that, right? Or is that
can't get rid of it? That's a really good pick. Can't get rid of it. Can't get rid of it. Dang. All right. That's a good leadoff hitter right there.
And it's my leadoff hitter. You're goddamn right.
Damn.
He's stealing, baby. He's stealing.
Damn. That's good. All right. Bailey.
Give me Spider-Man at shortstop.
That's a good one. Son of a bitch. I literally just wrote that down. Shit.
You guys are killing me.
Yeah, dude. You guys. All right. I'm going to have to like redo my shortstop position because now I am all thrown off. All right. So I'm going to just take him to get him off my list. And I'm going to have to.
You were third. I was fourth.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. I wasn't going to say that option. I was going to take the person that I wanted to get off the board before that.
Right,
so
go ahead and take it. And then I'll take it.
Then you go. I am going to take Drax as my third baseman. I need that big Drax, dude. Dude, he's your stereotypical.
The guy's
going to
turn around and throw the ball the other way.
Dude, he's going to be batting 230 with solid 80 home runs. Absolutely. Give me Drax as my third baseman.
I don't know about all that.
Drax. Drax is my third baseman, baby. All day. All right, so now it's back to Bailey.
All right. I am going to go only because like I really just can't have anybody else take him. Give me Anakin Skywalker at third.
Fuck, dude. Damn it. I am down bad.
That
right
natural
now.
Athletic ability that we couldn't use telekinesis powers, but he's got that force sensitive, like he can kind of like know what's about to happen. He's going to be able to make some athletic plays.
All right.
Hey, are we putting any rules that we're going to have to use a certain amount of actual humans and not like, you know, people that have a little bit of advantage?
So far, I mean, I say we just let it roll. See what we can get away with.
All right, because I feel like none of us.
On my list, I only got like two.
That's what I'm saying.
Supers on my team.
Oh, you only have two?
Yeah, I don't have many. I don't have many. If you take the force away, I only have a cup. I only have. Yeah.
It looks like all mine's going to be like. I'm trying to mix it up, so I got
to. All right. I'm a big believer that your shortstop, he's got to lead, man. He's got to be able to know how to put together a ragtag team, and he's got to know how to like command. So you guys have taken my three shortstops. So I'm going to have to kind of pull this one out of left field. I want to get my shortstop done, figured out and over. I'm going to go with Star-Lord as my shortstop.
I was just
Star-Lord?
Yeah, dude. Dude, he is the captain of Rocket and Drax. If he can keep them centered and together, he can handle any team I put out there.
Dude, absolutely. The captain of the infield is not the shortstop.
Who is it?
The catcher.
Dude, it's got to be the catcher.
No, dude.
The catcher is the entire
shortstop.
The catcher is the quarterback of the entire team.
No. He's he He's focused on one thing. That's the pitcher.
I agree.
They are connected. That's it. You got to have a good combo of pitcher and catcher. That's it. They got it. You've got to be that's got to be dialed
There's
in.
More Hall of Famers that are legendary shortstop than catchers that catchers have been leaders.
Catchers can't play that long.
No, but still, but being leaders, give me a catcher that's a better leader than a shortstop that is like your favorite shortstop. Obviously,
I was a catcher growing up. Like my only concern was the pitcher, not anything. Correct.
You're it's you and him. You're calling the shot plays.
I know I'm the only Orioles fan, but I'll give this example. Gunnar Henderson runs our team, not Adley Rutschman. Gunnar Henderson is the leader. How many games did you watch, sir? Gunnar owns our team.
It's just like when the Yankees had their dynasty. Derek Jeter was a captain, not Jorge Posada. And I love Jorge Posada. Hip, hip, hooray. Right. But like,
Derek Jeter. I'm about to fucking mute you. Enough of this.
Hey, at least you didn't choke, though, like you all did.
All right. All right. Up to you, Eddie. Take your pick.
All right. I'm going. This is going to be a little bit of a curveball here. My shortstop, going to get a little dark here. Blade.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Little vampire, half human. So he's going to be, you know, my man is chiseled.
I like that.
And he's going to be number two. He's going to be batting number two behind the Flash. A lot of speed, good arm strength.
I like that.
He might be, he'll cover all the ground. He might do a split while he's getting the ground ball while throwing from the split.
I dig it. All right, Nick. Round us off.
I get two here, right?
Yes, you do.
Who has Andrew taken?
I took Spider-Man and Anakin.
Okay. I'm going to take good old Thanos for first base.
Oh, that's
a good pick.
That's a good one. That one slipped through my crack. I like that, especially first base, too.
Yeah. Other than Thanos, I'm kind of going for a little vibey team here. I'm taking Troy Bolton at second base.
Damn it. You sick son of a bitch, dude. God.
Was this Troy Bolton? I don't know. Whose character is this?
High School Musical. Troy Bolton.
Oh, dude, he knows I've never seen that.
Dude, point guard for the for East High, baby.
I like the Thanos pick a lot.
Yeah, that's good. I like that as your second baseman. That's real solid. That's real solid. All right, back to you, Ed.
I'm going to go third base, Mr. Thor.
Damn it. Had him on my radar, too. That's good.
Well, I like my line is beefy. Well, except for Flat, but I like him.
You got some beefiness for sure. You got some real beefiness.
If I could only put Marcus Philly in my lineup, I would.
Oh, dude, it's a hammer. All right, it's coming to me. Let's see. Who do I want to take off the board? Make sure none of you losers pick them up. I feel like my team is kind of – I don't think any guys can take any of these guys. So I'm going to go with my catcher because I do feel like I'm going to get the – my next one's going to be center field. I'm going to go Wolverine as my catcher.
That's a real small catcher.
It's a small catcher, but he is aggressive. No one's coming across that plate.
He's going to kill him. He's going to accidentally get his thing out. He's going to kill him. Yeah, because he's actually going to have his freaking claws come out.
But you got to remember, it all matters about who the pitcher is. All matters on who the pitcher is. And my pitcher, solid. No one's picked. My pitcher is going to be last. No one's taking him.
I feel like 80, not 80, 90, someone might take mine.
So, all right, I have
a question. Does live action iterations of Disney movies count?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted to
Genie sure. cannot sure. be taken.
I'm not, no, I wasn't Genie. I'm just wanting
Genie's
to.
OP. That cannot happen. So, all right, Bailey's back to back.
I am going to go with my DH, Professor Hulk.
Oh, damn it. That's so good.
I like that.
You know, he's going to be smart. So even he's going to learn how to hit the bat. You know what I mean? And that power is going to be unmatched, just unmatched. Then at second, you know, I got to take the father-son duo.
Yep. Yep. I knew it.
Give me Luke.
He was on my list too. Dude, you guys have butchered my team. Oh, damn, that's good. All right. So I feel like I got to get my infield figured out here. No, I'm going to go with my center fielder. Man, you guys have just destroyed. I'm going to have to wait on my center fielder because I'm struggling. I'm going to go with my second baseman. I'm going to take Legolas from Lord of the Rings as my second baseman. He's swift. He's shifty. Light on his feet. I think he's got some speed. He's going to be that slap hitter that puts it over the second baseman's head when you got your leadoff guy on. He's going to be my number two hitter. I'm taking Legolas as my second baseman.
Hey, how many people we can use for each universe? Three, you said?
Three from each universe. So I'm done with Marvel. Marvel's off my board now.
So I use only one. I used one DC, one Marvel. Actually, Blade is Marvel, so I have two Marvel. Yep. A lot of folks don't remember that.
Also, Superman does not count. OP, no Superman.
Damn
Nick's
it.
Like, damn it.
No, I wasn't going to pick him.
Just was damn it because I only got one left of Marvel, and I have quite a few good ones lined up.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm struggling. You guys have just.
I told you, this is a good draft. This is a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
I got everybody on my list so far, but I'm struggling.
So it's up to you. It's your pick now, Ed.
Oh, it's my pick?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go with my catcher now. I'm going to go with Beast.
Ooh, the X-Men?
Yes, sir.
Nice. That's good. That's good. That's a big that's a big catcher. My only problem, I think he's going to be a little slow.
Slow? Because
your pitcher is – dude, if you got
a pitcher – have you seen him? Do you know his Beast?
Yeah, dude.
He ain't slow.
I don't know. He's not as fast as Wolverine, baby.
But he's like twice his size as Wolverine.
That's true. That's true. Respect.
Maybe three. All right, I'm done. Marvel.
All right.
Yep.
I got two, you, right?
Yep.
Give me shortstop Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Solid pick.
Yeah, that's a good second baseman. That's a shutdown second baseman.
Shortstop.
Oh, shortstop.
Yeah. Mm. And then at catcher, I got the Beast from the live action Beauty of the Beast.
Nice. Okay.
He said Beast. I was like, no way. no way this guy thought of that.
I definitely would. Yeah, dude, I'm terrible at Disney.
I'm just trying.
Back to Eddie.
Ooh.
All right. I am going pitcher. Because I don't know if y'all are going to take this one or not. I'm going away from the comics.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite childhood baseball movies. Wow thing.
Dang. Oh.
Nice.
You're taking a reliever as your starting pitcher.
Yes, because we all saw what happened at the end. He was basically the starter when he wasn't washed up anymore. I'm going to take primetime Ricky Vaughn.
Give me Vaughn.
Well done.
Give him the heater, Ricky.
Damn, that's good.
Give me the heater, Ricky.
All right. That's to me now. And I'm struggling. I'm in the trenches. You guys have. Dude, I'm not
we
gonna
said
lie.
We're going manager, right?
Yeah, we're going to go manager at the end to finish it out. All right. All right. This is going to be compared to everybody else's team. I think this is risky, but I trust his athleticism. And I think he'll be a good center fielder. I'm going to go Lucas. From Stranger Things. I think he's going to be able to hold down my center field.
The 17-year-old. or yeah, the 16-year-old child.
I need look. I need speed. I need speed. What? I already used my Marvel, and you already took the Flash. So my, speed's hey, Lucas, gone.
Lucas.
Yeah, I'm going Lucas. Lucas.
He wasn't even scary. Oh my God.
Lucas. Don't be sleeping on Lucas.
I am sleeping on this one.
No, don't be sleeping on Lucas. I'm gonna be honest. You guys have put me in the trenches. My entire starting roster, you guys have taken. So I'm gonna have to push it on my ass right now. Ugh. All right. Bailey, back to back.
Give me pitcher Batman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he could throw those things.
He's got he's gonna have the natural athleticism, but like he would train and train to like get that slider down. Oh God, he'd be nasty.
That's a good point. That's a good one.
And I think you've got to be able to have a really, really good relation with your catcher if you're a pitcher.
Oh yeah.
And I think the catcher is the leader of your team, a guy that can really just bring everyone together. What someone you want to run through a wall. Someone that can lead the men of the West. Give me Aragorn.
You sick son of a bitch.
Son of Arathorn.
Damn it, dude. Oh, my God. You guys have destroyed me. He was literally next on my list to take. Fuck.
This is why I went out of the box, because these next couple of characters, I don't think y'all even know.
Goodness, dude. All right. I'm going to lock down first base. I got to get it done. I'm going to go Boromir from Lord of the Rings.
That's
my
good
first
pick.
Baseman.
It's a good pick.
He's big.
I feel like he's on there.
Yeah, he's going to hit like your solid 250, but he's going to get you some dongers. He's going to poke him out. He's got a big long reach too. I think Boromir will be a really solid first baseman. So, that's where I'm going. All right, Eddie. Damn, dude.
I'm going to stick with my show. Might as well get it over with. My left fielder is going to be Willie Mays Hayes.
Who?
See, you never saw the movie.
You never saw Major League?
Gee, I'm not.
No.
He's also like 10 years younger.
All right.
Wesley Snipes played him.
Oh.
He was basically like Kenny Lofton. Obviously, Willie Mays Hayes is like obviously from the actual player, but he reminded me of like Kenny Lofton meets Ken Griffey, but more like Kenny Lofton because it was like Cleveland Indians. And that movie came out, I think, during when Kenny Lofton was playing, and they had the very similarities during the movie. He was like their most athletic player on the team.
All right. Got two here, right?
Yeah, you two in a row.
I got one more Marvel slot, so I'm going to use it. Give me Daredevil in right field.
Literally blind.
Yeah, and he knows literally everything that's happening around him at every single moment in time.
All right. I wanted to put him
somewhere. I'm like, I don't know where to put him, but I wanted him on my team. And shortstop, I'm like, right field.
No, man. He's not a shortstop. Yeah. That's not bad. Not bad.
Then,
not bad.
Give me a Happy Gilmore in left field. Adam Sandler's athletic. That guy can play anything.
That's actually
good. Left field with him? Yeah. Yeah. He played hockey in the movie.
Happy Gilmore's played everything.
Oh, that's good.
I would have put him like right field or first base.
That's
still
good.
I still appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
That's good. All right, Eddie.
I'm going. I believe this is DC. I hope so. I'm going with Spawn.
Oh. No, I don't think that's DC. I think he's his own. I think his own thing. That's fine.
I'm going at him at first base.
Spawn at first base.
Yes. You know,
okay.
Like stuff.
Not bad. Not bad. I like that. Okay. All right. So it's to me now.
Yeah, Spawn is its own thing.
All right.
Image universe. What do I have left? Life field.
I'm struggling, dude. Oh, shit. All right. Let me get my outfield figured out here. I think in left field, I'm going to have to go over to DC here, and I'm going to lock it down.
Right field and DH.
You've got to have a hammer of an arm in left field. You just got to. I mean, you're throwing home more than the right fielder. You got to have a cannon. And I just feel like he has one because he's trained under Batman for such a long time. I'm going to go Nightwing as my left fielder.
I would have gone something. I would have moved him to a more athletic position.
Center?
At least center. I wouldn't have even put him in the outfield. That's a solid second baseman shortstop. Yeah,
but he's, I don't know. I agree. He's very athletic, but I feel like I'm now kind of second guessing my thoughts of having Lucas in center field. So maybe he will help kind of pick up some of that ground. So I'm going Nightwing in left field. Very athletic. I think he's going to have a cannon of an arm. So now it's to you, Bailey. Two in a row.
I am going to go first baseman. Actually, no, because I've been going back and forth on first baseman. So I'm gonna save that one for now. I'm going to go right field.
Mm.
Reminding me of my boy, RAJ. Give me T'Challa.
That's good.
Cannon. You're not running on him. He's got the speed and all that. But my left field, rounding out my other really good arm and rounding out my Star Wars characters, I'm going Mace Windu.
Ooh.
Okay.
Dang, you.
That's a solid roster you got there.
Yeah, you got yourself. Damn it, dude. Bailey came to play today. Damn. All right, so I guess it's back to me. All right. So I have a controversial pitcher that I don't know if I want to take, but I might have to. I don't think you guys are going to take him, but I want to get him, and I think I'm going to take him now. I think that they would have a really funny, deep chemistry together. I'm going to take, as my pitcher, I'm taking John Wick as my pitcher. Dude is obviously accurate as fuck.
Your lineup is great. I freaking love it.
Dude, John Wick and Wolverine together as the duo up the middle like that, I love that. And I think we all know that John Wick's got the accuracy. We know that's not a problem. He might not be throwing heat, but he's going to paint those corners.
No, you know what your team's going to do? It's going to win every major brawl that's going to happen. Wolverine is going to intentionally want John Wick to peg someone if something happened, you know, get him back.
And you know he's not missing either. So
no, I'm saying they're going to fight every game and they're going to kill people. You have the most violent roster.
Yeah.
Typical Baltimore.
Come on. All right. It's up to you, Ed.
It's up to me.
Yep. All right. You know, baby.
I probably would switch in the game and put Spawn in a right and this guy at first. But I'm trying to. This is tough, guys. You might remember this movie. You might remember when this little kid called a shot, but now he's grown up. And he's going to be hitting more dingers. Hamilton, Ham, Porter from The Sandlot.
All right.
That's great.
That's good.
Not the Sandlot character a lot of people would have thought of from that movie.
I mean, he had the infamous Babe Ruth call the shot.
Oh, yeah.
Right fielder. But
I like it. All right. It's to you, Nick.
I'm at each now.
Man.
There's three picks left, right? I got two, then one.
Yep. I'm at number nine, right?
I don't know.
I have 89. You're correct, yeah.
I got DH, center field, and pitcher left. My pitcher, I'm taking Gus Buss from Benchwarmers.
Nice.
Good one.
And then I had a girlfriend, Mia, helping me think of characters, so I had to go with this one. Give me Edward Cullen in center field from Twilight.
No, damn it. That's actually not bad.
Everyone knows that terrible baseball.
Oh, wait, you took Edward Cullen?
Yeah.
That was my center fielder.
That's what I just thought. That's pretty good. Everyone knows that baseball scene. It's terrible. It's terrible. Good,
but like,
it's iconic.
Dang. That changes things. I had to go there.
That's good. Good job. All right. See you, Ed.
I'm going to go with my second baseman, Harry Potter.
Ew.
He's nothing without the magic, though.
Harry Potter's a little bitch.
Random kid.
There's nothing without the magic.
Hey, shake hands. Adding a random kid to your roster that has no business being there. It's both.
Hey, my listeners will vote. My listeners will know.
He doesn't have his want.
The listeners will understand.
You're playing to the listeners. You don't want to lose again. You sick son of a bitch. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and get my right fielder. This one's kind of out of right field. I'm gonna go with the good old sturdy shutdown Will Turner as my right fielder.
Will Turner from
Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was thinking True Blood.
Obviously, he's skilled. He can use a sword really well. So he's got good hand-eye coordination. I feel like he's just athletic enough to shut down right field. I feel like with him and Nightwing, they're really going to help out Lucas in center field. So I'm happy about it.
That guy ain't going to catch anything.
All right.
Pirates of the Caribbean last night.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's the best. All right, Bailey. Last two, right? And then we got manager.
We got manager.
I'm
going to be honest. I'm going to take a second on the center fielder. So I will just go ahead and for now at first baseman, we are going Aquaman. We are going Jason Momoa's Aquaman.
That's a good choice.
I like that.
Center field, I've got one. He's smaller. He's athletic. I don't love this pick, but I love this character. But I think Mace and T'Challa are going to really pick up the slack here. But I really wish I could move John to left field. I'm going John Snow.
Oh, that's not bad.
Isn't he a big guy?
No, he's little. No. He's like no one for being
Snow's
little.
Tiny.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones. That's Game of Thrones.
Oh, so good. So good. But yes.
That's good. All right.
That rounds off his team other than the manager.
All right. So you have a DH. You are not. I'm thinking of Big Pappy. That's what I'm thinking of. And
Big who?
Big Pappy.
Who the hell DH. Is Big Pappy?
Dude. David Ortiz.
Big Poppy?
Big Poppy. I'm sorry. I've been saying. Big Poppy. Big Poppy.
Come on.
Sorry. We like nothing about him athletic. That's not what we have him. I just want you to hit bombs. And I'm going Chewy. So give me Chewy as my DH.
I got my DH. I got to make up for my second baseman.
Yeah, you do. Jesus.
But the listeners will agree. I saw what land they all are excited for at Epic Universe. So the listeners will agree. And they will come just like who all
Kayla's watched. Not playing, dude. If Kayla was playing, she'd win.
Just like who all watched the Super Bowl, because that one person that wasn't even playing, and let me tell you, that second baseman will sell tickets.
You are not.
Oh, I thought you were about to take Taylor Swift as a DH.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, that's what I thought you were doing, too.
I was like, what?
It's the same analogy. My boy at second base is going to sell tickets and jerseys, just like she did.
Yeah?
Yep. All
right, well, then who are you taking?
Oh, for my DH, Homelander.
That's a solid, really solid. That's a Superman pick, though, I will say that.
That is true.
That's not but you
didn't. But you didn't say you only clarified Superman, so he gets the pick. But that's a Superman pick.
Empire Strikes Back, baby.
I don't know.
All right, I have no idea if you guys even know who this character is, or if you're gonna allow it. But I'm taking Zeus from Real Steel.
Zeus, like the gods?
The robot.
The robot. The giant robot. Boxer. So I don't know if that, like, is only
I don't know
him
who this
or
is,
if it comes with a character that controls him. Like, I don't know how you want, like, that to work, but...
What movie is this?
Real Steel.
Oh, that's with Hugh Jackman, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love that movie.
Huh. Respect.
Yeah, wasn't that a robot? I mean,
he's a robot. He's a robot boxer.
And yeah, wasn't he like inside the robot or no?
No, it's like a remote. A guy's remote controlling him. The other guy, the main like character, Adam, is like a shadow boxer. But I'm like, you can't really take him because he's nothing without the other person. I guess so is Zeus. But I don't know how you want to rule that, if you'll take it.
We'll go with it.
All right.
We'll go with it. We'll
let it be. Someone's going to have control in the dugout.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Just say, oh, I'll pick the guy that controls Zeus, but Zeus is actually playing.
Yeah. All right, so now here we go. We are doing managers. Who is going to be your manager? Who do you think can control your ragtag team, starting with Nick? Who are you taking?
Give me Vin Diesel. He's all about family.
Taking Dom.
Doesn't know crap about baseball.
Well, who cares? He's a family guy.
Oh, he's a true blue American. He knows baseball.
All about family.
Yeah, that's all he's going to say. But we're family.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's actually not too bad.
I don't even know his name in Fast and Furious. It's Dom?
It's Dom.
That's his name?
Yeah. Dom, well done.
Give me him.
Dom, you went 30 and 132 this season. What do you have to say with family?
We're a family in this clubhouse, baby.
That's amazing. All right, Eddie, who are you taking?
Now, can I use, I know I used three RA Marvel. Can I use it as my manager, as an extra?
No.
Or
no? Three total.
Damn it.
Come on. So you might as well. Look, if you want the win, you know what you got to do. Play to win, right?
Yeah, I played a win. I had a great manager, but he's in Marvel, though. I had two.
Take her then. Take her if you want to win.
No. Come on.
Oh, well, she's not in movie and TV, so never mind. Can't happen. Yes. Never mind.
I'm not taking that. Pass me. I gotta reconsider this because I didn't think it was going to associate. I thought it was just
like all right. Book. It's me. Listen.
Trading back to the fourth pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the man that transformed an entire... country. He's the man, he's the myth, and he's got a second best mustache behind Andrew Bailey. I'm taking Ted fucking Lasso, everybody.
Good pick.
That's probably your best pick of your whole draft, and it was your coach.
That guy's gonna have to teach Lucas how to play baseball.
I got mine.
He'll be able to. He is going to keep Drax and Wolverine under control. He's gonna keep them under control, and I think he's gonna
such a good pick.
He knows this pick. Entire team, they're wild dogs over here. We are going to be barking at teams, and he's going to find a way to motivate
us. Everybody.
No, we're not with Ted Lasso. That's why I wasn't concerned.
John Wick and Wolverine were trained to kill.
John Wick is going to be fine because Ted Lasso is going to get him a dog, and it's going to be fine. Nice. Everything will be good. Everything will be fine.
Take good care of that dog. We all know what happens.
Oh, he will.
Bad happens to that.
All right. Bailey, who is your manager?
I got nothing but athletes out here. It's nothing true. But true, great, natural athletes. Most of which, not a lot of baseball knowledge there. But they want to learn, and they're willing to learn.
Ooh.
But they need a baseball mind.
Mm-hmm.
And who else than to give them something of the modern game? Someone that's been growing up with this game his whole life. He played professional baseball. But he's not that old school, you know. We're not talking like a League of Their Own type. We're not talking Jimmy Duggan. I'm going Jake Taylor.
From what?
Major League.
I know who he was. He's basically going to be coaching my players.
Oh. he's still Eddie's coach again.
I got two of his players he's gonna be coaching. We can talk about that in our matchup. I mean,
that's good. That's a good pick.
That's a good one. That's a great movie. I gotta rewatch. All of them are classic.
All right, Eddie. You know, I'm kind of shocked you haven't given like a horror suggestion yet. You know what I mean? Like you didn't pick Freddy Krueger or you know.
Why would I? I'm not like Wolverine. I'm not here to kill people. I'm here to win. And that's why my manager, just like in my DNA, where winning is the only thing acceptable, I'm going, wait, shit. No cartoons, right?
No cartoons.
God damn it. I was gonna go with Mr. Burns.
Come on, Ed. You're in the trenches, buddy. You're in the trenches. Come on.
I'm gonna pick myself then. shit, man.
I tried to stay away from like the baseball movies. Because like you could easily draft the whole roster of the classic baseball.
Come on, just go straight. Yeah, you know, go Stranger Things. You could go Eddie. Eddie's your manager. Dustin. Hopper. Hopper would be a good choice as a manager.
I would take Dustin over Eddie Munson.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Eddie Munson doesn't know crap about baseball.
That's true. You know what I'm gonna take?
Hopper would be a good one though. Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna take? And he loves baseball. He has a great sense of humor. He's in his final season on HBO, and my team is going to be pretty, pretty, pretty good. Mr. Larry David.
All right. All right. I like it. All right. So,
what do you mean you can't hit a curveball?
You can't hit a curveball? I don't understand. Why can't you? Big Yankee fan. And he was the voice of George Steinbrenner in Seinfeld.
Well. Boys,
wait, what?
That was,
you didn't know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, and Seinfeld, that was Larry David. He was
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why his back was it. But yeah, that he was the voiceover. He was always the George Steinbrenner.
What is that movie? Not to get super sidetracked, but what is that movie that he did where he like invented this like electric car? But he, like,
oh, yes,
jail.
The dude from Mad Men was in that.
Yeah, John Hamm.
Not John Hamm. Yeah, I love John.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
That's funny as hell.
That was also on HBO. That came out in 19, I think, or 22, when they had a little bit of a hiatus curve. That was a good one.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, that was a good one. Now that you mind me, Donald Draper would have been a good manager, too.
Not bad. Not bad. All right.
Let me tell you real quick.
Clear history. Clear history. That's the name of it.
My two managers I wanted was... Obviously, my top choice was Professor X or then Magneto. But Professor X is who I really wanted.
Not Magneto.
But Professor X was my main target.
You guys, I'm not going to lie to you. You guys botched my draft. Like, my original draft, I was like, I'm confident. And then you guys just started taking them left and right, and I was scrambling. So... I'm not liking my Lucas pick. It's hurting. That one didn't settle well, but that's okay. I think our team's going to rebound over that, and he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. So, boys, thank you so much. Do me a favor. Send me a picture of like just your name and your teams. I'll make some slides. I'm going to put some posting up tomorrow, or maybe we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do some posting tomorrow. And I'm not going to put the names connected to these because I've learned from this in the past where people just vote because they want certain people to win. So I will put it out there tomorrow. Send me a name. Send me the name of your entire team. Not your name. Just mail the players. And I'll make a slide. And then we'll put it up. We'll do some voting tomorrow. See who has.
Do you want the batting order?
Yeah. Do you want our lineup? I got one made.
I don't have a batting order. Then we should do.
Batting order. Give me your batting order. Now, should I do pictures or just the names?
No.
What do you think?
You're going to have to put pictures because I don't think, especially like I'm using.
Okay. Okay. I know how to baseball. Do it. I know how to do it. I got you. Send me your order, your batting order. Got to be your batting order. Send that to me. No rush. I'm going to do this midday tomorrow. Let's do it. Boys, thank you so much for being here. Opening day has started. It is another year for the Orioles to probably have a great year to then just choke in the playoffs. At least we're not Cubs fans. Sorry, Nick. I apologize, buddy. But we're very diverse here. We've got the Skankies. We got the Braves. We got the Cubs. We got the Orioles. Very diverse. Very diverse. I love that.
It's only one recent World Series team. Okay.
Yeah.
Who?
Braves.
Cubs won in 2016. It wasn't that long ago.
We won in 2021.
Yeah. I know you did. I know.
I thought you were saying recent.
I'm thinking in the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, well.
Hey, but you know who hasn't won in the last 4 or 5 years or 10 years or 20 years?
I know who hasn't.
Orioles?
That would be the Mets.
Well, and also the Yankees.
And the Yankees.
Yeah. But, I mean, you don't got to go to the Orioles. When was the last time the Orioles?
Hold on. I got to jump in really quick. You know I never fat shame. That's not part of who I am. But have you seen Judge?
No, I actually haven't.
bro, he got the camp. Homeboy looked like he was eating all.
Why'd he get camp already? It's just pitchers and catchers.
Oh, no, he's at some sort of field.
90% of the Cubs are at the spring training facility, right?
Yeah, now. A lot of guys would. I mean, Gunner's already apparently going down, too. But I saw a picture of Judge. Send it to you, Ed.
It's like big news.
Dude, he looks like he was enjoying his offseason. Like, oh, boy. Okay. So now he's going to be. I can't
see. I think it's a fake pitcher.
Oh, I hate Judge. I hate Judge so much.
He's the face of the major league.
No, he's not the face of the major league.
Who is? Don't say Ohtani.
No, Acuña.
No.
Absolutely.
Ohtani
yes.
is up there. Acuña is there.
I would say Acuña.
Judge is number one.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he is not.
Judge is the farthest thing from number one.
I would argue that there's a chance.
Don't even know who that player is.
He barely cusped the top five.
Kids knows Judge more than your player. They probably don't even know what your player position is.
Dude.
Oh, no.
Wait, what that's the heck? Him.
That can't be
that's,
him.
No that's way. Judge, dude.
That's not him. Stop it.
That's some Zion Williams and stuff.
Stop it. You got to send me that. That looks so – no way. That looked like a manager.
I'm not kidding. I would say top five most known right now is going to be – and this is in not – full particular order. It's Acuña, Ohtani, Bryce Harper.
Mm.
Give me
Soto.
I don't think so.
I think Soto could be up there. Freddie Freeman.
Could.
Judge is definitely
Freddie.
I think Freddie's up there. Mookie.
You know what? I'll say Mookie. I'll say Mookie, and then probably Judge and Freddie six.
It's probably Judge. He gets hurt.
Because he's a pansy ass.
He hasn't been. So outside of obviously Ohtani's the number one international player.
Dude's nasty.
But,
dude's nasty. So well, boys, thank you. We can talk baseball for hours, but pitchers and catchers are here. Our teams are drafted. That was a good time. Thank you guys so much for taking your time to hop on this episode with me tonight. I really appreciate it. And good luck to your teams, minus the Yankees this year.
Okay, hold on. So yeah, your player was number two in sales last year. Judge was number three for jerseys. Ohtani was number one, which I'm not surprised.
Who was number two?
Acuña.
His player, yeah.
Yeah.
And dude, three, Judge. Oh, dude's I nasty. Forgot about him. He was on the team.
But I didn't think Tatis would make it because of all that crap.
He's just so flashy. Kids love him, man.
It's like Javi back in the day. Guy was terrible, but everyone loved him.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is five. Altuve six.
I was about to say, we don't like
Julio Rodriguez is up and coming. He's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Seattle.
Give it time. Gunnar Henderson's going to be on that list. Gunnar Henderson, our shortstop. Dude, he's going to be an MVP in a couple years.
Matt Olson was
nasty.
From your Braves as well, and Alex Bregman, Astros again, and then Mike Trout still number 10 for most jersey sales last year. A guy that now talking about injury problem, Mike Trout, I think, is probably from juice.
Oh, I'm done with Trout.
He's still number top 10 for jersey sales.
I'm over him. I'm over Trout. Time to move on from that. Dude hasn't done shit. I'm over him. So, all right, boys.
Four MVPs?
Man.
Three MVPs?
Dude, it's like with Lamar. I don't care.
It's sad.
Win a championship. I don't care about MVPs. I don't care. It's an individual award. I'm not watching just for you. I'm watching for the team. You know,
we
like, great.
Come,
yeah.
We need to all come back right before baseball and have a baseball one, all of us.
Is the baseball chat?
Yeah, we got to have at least episode right before first pitch.
Okay. I'll do that. We'll do a week before. We'll do some MLB talk.
I think the AL East, I think, is going to be tough, but the Braves should easily win their division this year again.
I say easily, dude. I'm telling you what, the NL East and the AL East are the two toughest divisions in baseball, and it's not even close.
I think AL East,
now with the O's, obviously the Rays, they lost their best pitcher because he's a pedophile, but I mean, best player.
And then you got, what's his name? You got the Jays too, man. Jays are,
oh, yeah, I forgot
don't
about
sleep,
yeah.
Don't sleep on the Jays.
While we're here, just because I'm just curious. Thoughts on the playoff system, the new one. It's got to go.
With the wild card, you talking about?
Well, just the way they've done it the last two seasons.
Oh, it's got to go. Oh, it's
seven,
it needs seven, to go.
in the 2 years that this has been going, 7 out of the 8 teams in 2 years that got a bye, all out the first round.
Stupid.
I mean, you saw what happened with usually in NFL, the ones that get the byes usually are the rusty ones too.
But it's not as
worse in baseball. I mean, especially that 2 out of 3 crap where like anybody can win 2 out of 3 in a wild card game.
Stupid. Anybody. It's the dumbest thing. And you have what, 5 days off, 6 days off? Like there's no reason why. What it should be is like someone said that you're actually being penalized as the number one seed.
Yeah.
Because baseball players are creatures of habit. They get into a routine and they don't want to get out of it. That's why, like the Phillies have been so hot, is because they get hot at the right time and then they get a first round bye.
It's usually the wild card winners that make it to the deepest. They just have that momentum.
That format has got to go.
Look at this year. I mean, the damn World Series was the Rangers and the Diamondbacks.
Both Rangers won the West though.
Yeah, but like,
did they? I thought they were the wild.
Yeah, they did. They did, but they're not.
They won the West.
They won it by one.
Oh, okay. Okay, so six out of eight then. 6 out of 8 because the Astros won.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
It's just the format's got to go. Format's got to go. It's not good for baseball. Like no, don't get me wrong. It's cool that the Rangers won. Cool that Diamondbacks. No one wants to see another Diamondbacks Rangers World Series. People wanted to see an Orioles Dodgers World Series or Orioles and
people want to see a Yankees
Braves
World Series.
That's going to bring.
Someone wants that.
He doesn't want to say yes. That. You know how much money that would bring. Dodgers.
I know. I really do. I love you. I don't have a problem with the Orioles, but like
you talk about money. That's why this was the most viewed Super Bowl of all time. If you have those two markets. The history, obviously, the money and the history.
Yankees Dodgers would be massive.
That's what they want. That's what Major League Baseball wants.
Even you could even throw in the Mets or the Phillies.
Yeah. I was gonna say you could do Phillies and Yankees. That would be fucking huge.
But still, I mean, just because they hate each other and so close, but Ohtani versus Judge. You know how much the Major League and ESPN would be sucking them off. Oh my God. Judge versus Ohtani, and then also Soto if it was like next season, which I doubt, but yeah, it'll be ridiculous.
Well, what we'll do is we'll set up a time for closer to the beginning of the season, and we'll get us all back on, and we'll have a nice little chat. So, boys, thanks so much for being here. I love you, boys. I appreciate it. That was a good episode. Thanks so much. Make sure you send me your teams, and I'll get the slides up tomorrow.
Harry Potter's taking the win.
All right, boys. Thank you, guys. You. May the brew be with you, and have a great rest of the night.
Nice to see y'all.
Thanks, boys.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. Let me root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old